Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, good morning to you guys. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, and I am really excited to be here this morning with you on Coaching for Success, where you have another opportunity to capture some more tips, trends, and techniques so that you can be extremely successful. I'm so honored to be able to share some more golden nuggets with you. And here on Coaching for Success, that's really the main goal, is to, you know, definitely share different trends and different pieces of information, things that's happening in the business world, helping you to improve your brand of your company, as well as helping to improve and advance you as an individual. Well, today I want to say a great big thank you to our promotions partner, 106 Live Radio. And if you haven't had the opportunity to log on to 106liveradio.com, please take the chance to do so now. Great things are happening over there, and you don't want to miss out on anything. All right, so today, if you haven't found me on Facebook or Twitter, you are slacking. Go and find me. I'm all over the place. First thing, if you just log on to visionarypeoplearise.com, you'll be able to find all the information. But if you pop over to Facebook and Google yours truly, Natasha Davis, you'll find me as well on Twitter. I'm Natasha, V as in Victory, P as in Peter, CEO. So Natasha, VP CEO on Twitter. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn. The company is on Tumblr. We're all over the place. You cannot miss us, definitely. So, you know, stumble upon, check us out. We're all over the place, and we're always dropping great information. All right, so today I wanted to take some time to just kind of hang out and talk to you guys. I like to answer questions from time to time. When I get a lot of Facebook questions or a post comes through, you know, Twitter, or I'll get an email, there's different questions that's coming up. And also when I'm doing consultations with clients, these questions are coming up. So I like to address them as they come up, because if one or two or three people are addressing it, that means that more people have the same question. So today I want to take some time to drill down and coach you for success in the aspect of marketing versus advertising. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's dive into it. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it, all right? So a lot of people will ask, you know, what is marketing? Well, to just really surmise it, marketing is basically the planning and implementing of the business, whether it's the business products, the business services, things like that. Where will you distribute your information to attract new clients and customers? Who are your clients and customers? Because then first you want to know that so you know where to go and get them. What's your pricing strategy? How do you products and services? And a lot of people may not realize how important that is. And it's extremely important. When you are pricing your service, that's going to be a key indicator to what type of customers and clients are you looking for. And I'll give you an example, and I've done this before. Let's think about this. If you are a high-end restaurant, and that's why you want to position yourself, you already understand that the quality is going to be high-end, the price is going to be a little bit more higher, the service is going to be up there, the environment is going to be, you know, top-notch and things like that. So if you want to charge top dollar, and you want the top dollar customers to come to your restaurant, you're going to have to provide that, and then that is who you're going to market to. If you start marketing to individuals that's looking for the quick meals, you know, a quick $5 plate or a $3 plate or a $7 plate, you can market to them all day long, but your $30 plate and $40 plate is not going to appeal to them because that's not what they're looking for. So your marketing is the planning and implementing of the business products and services. And it has to have an understanding of what's the pricing structure, what's the audience, who you're looking for, what's the promotion ideas, what's the distribution channels, all these things. Marketing is the thing that will allow the company to evaluate for potential growth and also for profitability. If you are marketing, you're going to properly, let me say that, if you are marketing properly, that means you're branding your company very effectively. And if you're branding your company effectively, you're attracting the audience that you're looking to target. If you're attracting the right audience, then they are purchasing your products and services at the price that you have initiated. Therefore, you will then have revenue and profits. The company will grow because, again, remember, the company grows off of what? Profits, not off of revenue, but off of profits. All right, so ask the questions I get. What is marketing? And a lot of people have very limited or fragmented understanding of what marketing is. So therefore, they get fragmented marketing efforts. A lot of people think that, hey, I don't need to get someone to specialize in this. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. You know, marketing is an expense for a company, and it has to be something that's planned for. If you don't plan for marketing, then marketing will not happen. Just like how you plan to pay people or pay yourself or, you know, things like that. You plan to get a business card and you have to pay for it. A lot of small businesses neglect, and startups as well as independent entrepreneurs, they neglect to have a marketing budget. And I can tell you that is the most detrimental piece of the puzzle to any business, not having a way to position your company to be in front of more customers. That is what you're doing. You're not planning and you're not making provisions for your company to be positioned in front of more customers. So definitely take an understanding of that. Plan for your business, plan for your marketing, and make it your business to put some money aside. It's better to have a marketing budget than to have a $0 marketing budget. And don't let the little words of, oh, I don't pay for marketing. I never pay for marketing. That is not true. Ever. That is not true. You cannot have a zero marketing budget and you're getting customers. You're doing something to get the customers. You've paid for t-shirts. So therefore, everyone's wearing a logo t-shirt. You're paying for business cards. You're paying for a website. You're paying for flyers and banner ads. You're paying to attend networking events. These are types of marketing efforts. So, you know, it really kind of like, you know, don't ever say, I don't have a marketing budget. I don't pay for any marketing. It's not true. It's not true. How much do you pay for marketing? That is the difference, okay? A lot of people want to take some time to understand different aspects of marketing. There are different aspects of marketing. Of course, you have internet marketing, social media marketing, email marketing. These are different strategies within marketing. You also have attraction marketing, a lot of different ways to do marketing. So if you are not a marketing expert, you know, I went to school and I studied and I got certifications and I just dug deep into the industry of marketing, that allows me to be an industry expert. I understand marketing on different levels. So it's better for you to reach out to someone who understands the industry so they can help you. Trying to do it alone very seldom yields profits, let alone revenue, okay? All right. So then the next question that I get, because this is why this is marketing versus advertising, what is advertising? All right, here's a nutshell, okay? This is a quick, surefire nutshell. Advertising is this. It is the paid form of communication used to distribute your company's information. Done, finalized, that's it. That's what it is. It's you paid for some form of communication to go out to talk about your company's products and services. That is it. It attracts your audience of interest. If you know your audience of interest, your advertising dollars and your efforts, your marketing dollars and your efforts will go a lot further and it will do more, because if you're targeting and communicating to the specific audience and the specific individuals, you won't go wrong, because you cannot say the wrong thing to the right person. Think about it like that. Get your ducks in a row, all right? Advertising basically will take their message and pass it through the channel, and then the person that's receiving it is going to dissect it to say, hey, all right, I like what they're saying, so therefore I'm going to go and see what they're about. You know, paying for a structured message, you're going to either educate your community or you're going to solicit an action. That's what advertising is doing. You're either advertising because you want them to go to a site, to do something, to click, to attend an event, to purchase, to visit the website, to do something, attend a webinar, whatever. So either you're paying for a structured message because you want to educate or you want to solicit action. Education is, I'm not going to ask you for anything else. I'm just going to deliver education. That's what a lot of blogs do. Blogs will be education type deals, and some bloggers will pay for their position, as well as they will also, some bloggers will pay for advertising in different capacities. People will pay to advertise on a blog, but you're going to either educate, which is usually through newsletters, blogs, things like that, or you're going to solicit some form of an action, like when you do a radio interview or a TV ad or something like that. Okay, so think about that. So, you know, one of the things that I have to tell you, we have to keep a tight, we have to get very tight as marketers and brand strategists. We have to make sure that we have tight conversations for our clients, because there are about over 2,000 advertising messages that the target audience is being exposed to a day. We have to get real laser focused. A lot of times that's also where attraction marketing comes into play. We got to get real focused. So when we work on behalf of our clients, we get very focused for them, because we already understand there's well over 2,000 advertising messages going out every single day to the same exact audience that we're trying to appeal to. So we got to get it together. We got to make sure we're tapping into the psychological aspect of business, which is the marketing. We have to make sure the value proposition is clearly communicated and it's positioned right. Now, we might say, well, what's value proposition? Value proposition is the amount of time, risk, change, or commitment your customer has to either lose or invest in order to get access to your products or services in order to make that purchase. Now, when we are hired, that's some of the things we look at. What does your customer have to go through before they can get access to your products and services? What do they have to go through after they get access to your products and services? How do we communicate that they're gaining back time, they have a low risk, they have limited change, they have good commitment to it, they're gaining more than they're losing? Most people want to know, well, what am I getting for my money, right? That's what it's about. What am I getting for my money? So we have to make sure the value proposition as well positioned. That's what you want to do when it comes to marketing and advertising, when you're tapping into the psychological aspect of a business. Am I communicating this well? And we have to sit down and ask ourselves, what does my customer lose and invest in order to get access to my products and services? And you start figuring out how we're going to market and advertise from there. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. Just sitting down and having some chatting, some conversations with you this morning. Want to talk to you a little bit about marketing versus advertising and how you want to position yourself the best way. What are the keys to success in any business regarding marketing or advertising? We've developed a formula where we do, and it's in our EES formula, an engagement, education, and our sales formula. And we have a percentage formula, so when we're putting out conversations, we know exactly what percentage of what's going to happen, how much of our conversation will be engagement, how much will be education, how much will be sales. Now, that formula is going to depend on the business as well as what is the goal for the business as well. So one of the things we tell our customers, you got to promote yourself shamelessly, man. Talk up your ability to get results. Talk about that stuff. Let me hear it. So our customers get to you know, beat their chest a little bit and pontificate, because we want to know. We want to understand what that competitive edge is. We want to understand what is it, the results that they get, so we can help to promote them shamelessly. Those are really some of the keys to success. How do you put yourself out there? And when you put yourself out there, how does the community, the marketplace, view you? Are you viewed as the person that's going to give them what they want and what they need, right? All right, so this is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. I am so excited to be sharing some golden nuggets with you, making sure that you're getting all the tips, trends, and techniques that you need. I'm so passionate about this stuff. I love to just share and share and share, because educating our business community gives you guys the opportunity to make better decisions, to eliminate a lot of those mistakes, cut back on the mistakes, and to minimize waste and frustration. And really, that's what we're about here at Visionary People. That's really what we're about. It's about helping our customers to get from where they are to where they want to be with the least amount of frustration possible. least amount of headache and waste the least amount of money, right? So when you're thinking about your advertising and your marketing efforts, some basic things you want to ask yourself is, what is it that you're really needing to do at this particular time? When you look at your marketing and advertising efforts, you're trying to look and see, what are we doing at this quarter? So if it's a matter that you have a new product or a service that's being launched, then your focus should be around the launching of the product or service. So therefore, your advertising and your marketing efforts has to be wrapped around this thing. Otherwise, it's going to keep falling by the wayside. Another thing we try to tell people, don't try to do too much at the same time. You have to look at, what are we doing? Are we at a point where, like I said, we're launching a new product or service? Are we at a point where we're just trying to capture more customers so we're gaining more awareness? What is it that you're doing? Are you needing to promote more, motivate purchases? Do you need to increase attendance to an event, whether it's a webinar or a live event? Are you trying to inform and educate individuals so you can position yourself as a subject matter expert in the industry? What are you thinking of doing? Are you trying to reveal your competitive edge so you can differentiate yourself from another business? How do you position to the marketplace, as well as how do you connect yourself in the marketplace? Are you trying to increase loyalty, or you're trying to solicit referrals from previous customers? What are you doing? So really sit down and just ask yourself, what are you doing? You know, so those are the questions. They sound very, you know, like trivial, like, well, I do that all the day. No, you don't do that all day. If you do it all day, then you'll have more results. So what you got to sit down, especially in your team meetings, instead of talking about, you know, what happened 4 or 5 months ago, talk about where we need to be. Ask these very specific questions. What is it that we need to do at this particular juncture? Chunk the year up in quarters. Here's what we're focusing on in this quarter. Here's what we're focusing on in that quarter, this month, whatever. Focus on it and really drill it home, okay? Figure out what you're doing, and then you'll start structuring your marketing efforts and dollars and your advertising efforts and dollars. So here's some areas when you are looking to, you know, people want to know, well, when do I apply my marketing versus my advertising versus, here's what I got to tell you guys, okay? Marketing is not an as-needed thing. It's an as-needed thing. It's a daily, everyday, all the time, always in the on position type approach. Marketing should not be an on-off activity to the business. Now, advertising possibly can have its moments where you do advertise, where you have like, okay, we're going to do a quick run of advertising two times a year, and you run it out. So it just, you know, that can have its on-off, but it's within a plan. However, marketing is in the on position at all times. And so your main goal is either you're trying to gain visibility, you're trying to gain credibility, or you're trying to do some outreach. You want to be recommended. You want to be known as a subject matter expert. Understand what your main goal is. In marketing, those are your goals. You're trying to get visibility, you're trying to establish credibility, and you're definitely doing some outreach, okay, being recommended for stuff. However, in advertising, your goal is to get visibility and recognition, right, because you want to be known. So visibility, that recognition, that's why most people are advertising. I want these people to recognize that we are here and then solicit an action from them. That's how you're going to know which one are you applying. So look at it from that perspective, and then look at who you're talking to. Are you looking for B2B or B2C? In marketing, these are two different things, and you want to understand what's their role. People have been throwing out, you know, oh, I'm B2B, I'm B2C. Which one are you? Are you both? Are you 50-50? Are you 70-30? Are you 100% one way? And let me help you understand. B2B is like this. It's marketing to a tight group of people with intention. You are either getting them to do referrals, you're convincing them of the results, you're trying to convince them for personal consumption. B2B relationships will drive the brand loyalty in B2B because you're marketing to a very succinct, tight group of people. B2C is more about marketing and educating consumers about your company, your presence. This is a more of a mass marketing thing. right here, you're going to get brand loyalty is going to drive the relationship first. Your brand is what's going to get people to be loyal to you. It's not going to be the relationship. So in B2B, relationships will drive the brand loyalty because you're marketing to a very tight group of people. In B2C, you're marketing and educating the masses, so therefore the brand will drive the relationship. That's very important to know. So a lot of people who want to position themselves only as B2B or B2C, really most businesses are both. However, which one is the bulk of what you're doing? Which one is the bulk? Okay, so marketing, are you marketing on a B2B level or a B2C level? And then you'll know which way to go based on the type of company that you are. Okay, if you're doing advertising, B2B advertising, again, is you're talking about I'm going to be at a tight position, so I'm going to go sponsor an industry event. I'm going to go to a trade show. I'm going to be in a specific publication. That's B2B, very tight market group of people. B2C advertising is I'm trying to get in front of the most amount of people at any given time. That's called mass advertising. So B2C advertising is mass advertising. You want maximum exposure in the shortest amount of time. Okay? Most of the time, you need to engage both of them. All right. Yes, yes, yes. It's your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, right here in Coaching for Success, taking some time out to just sit down and chit chat with you, have some conversations about some key things in business. And today we're talking about marketing versus advertising, how and when to use it. Where do you position it? Every company of every size in every industry needs this information. You just need to know, what am I doing? How am I getting there? And then you also know, on what scale am I going to need to access this marketing versus this advertising? It really helps to drive the company's growth and position the company into a whole other direction, okay? So I've had the questions of, you know, social media is what, B2B or B2C? Right? Here's what I got to tell you. Social media is B2C until you're able to create a direct access to key people. Social media is maximum exposure in the shortest amount of time. That is B2C because you are marketing to a massive amount of people in the shortest amount of time. There is no tight marketing in social media unless you have a very private group that's segmented and you can really outline and do one-on-one connection with the people that are engaged there, okay? So think about that. It's B2C all the way. You can create some B2B settings in some social networks. However, just consider social marketing as a B2C positioning. Okay. All right. So when you're thinking about your advertising versus your marketing, how to use it and how to position it, there's some key things you want to keep in mind. In any given time with your business, your goal is to keep your sales pipeline full. And filling up your sales pipeline requires you to have a constant flow of existing, potential, as well as interested customers. So keeping that pipeline full is basically like this. It helps you to evaluate the demand for your products and services, and it also helps you assist in estimating your cash flow. If your pipeline is empty, you know you have no cash flow because you have no customers, right? However, you'll also look, if you have a very light or stagnant pipeline, the demand for your products and services are not very high. So being able to assess your pipeline, your sales pipeline, will help you to see where your company is positioned and where your products and services are positioned. Are your product and services in demand? Do you need to create more demand? Now you can go and say, do I need to do more recognition and visibility through advertising, getting out there? Do I need to get into a more B2B setting, very tight market of people, drill down into my industry? How do I do that? Okay, so those are the things you want to look at. Pay attention to what's happening in your business, all right? All right, so a couple other questions that I've gotten and one of the questions came up this week was should we use pay-per-click campaigns and, you know, things like that? Here's what I'll say to that. Pay-per-click has its ups and its downs, just like anything else, you know. And here's what I'm going to say to that. If you do not have a target audience and you don't have a clearly defined target audience, doing the pay-per-click thing is going to be a waste of money, because you're going to be positioned in, like, this big pool, this cesspool, and you're not going to be able to reach anywhere. When you go into these systems that allow you to do pay-per-click, some of the questions they're going to ask you is a targeted question. So they'll know how to position you and where your word should go, who they're going to target. But if you don't have a tight understanding of what your target audience looks like, there's going to be a problem, because you're going to be wasting money and wasting money and wasting money, right? Because, again, the mere act of generating revenue is not the main goal for any business. You should be generating profits, because that's how you're going to grow. So if you're just pulling in a customer here and a customer there, yeah, you're going to make some revenue, but you're not going to really be able to make profits. So this is why, you know, you want to look at the pay-per-click. Do you really have a good handle on what your target audience looks like? And one of the things that we do offer on our website, visionarypeoplearise.com, one of the things that we do offer is a, you know, ideal client profile. So you can log on to visionarypeoplearise.com and download your free ideal client profile tool, so it can help you to identify what does your ideal client look like. And it's a great way to start out, especially if you don't have you can't say, I have a firm, solid handle on what my client looks like. I know what this client looks like. I can describe this client to you like it's nobody's business, okay? So when you go on to visionarypeoplearise.com, click on the coaching programs and solutions tab, and when you scroll down to the bottom right, you'll see the free downloadable forms, and one of them says ideal client acquisition model, and that's going to help you to get a handle on visualizing what your client looks like and drilling home and saying, okay, here's what we're doing. Here's how we're going to get there. Here's what our client looks like. Now, because when you can identify and describe your client down to the T, that is one of the most profound things you can do for your company. That's where you want to start, because if you know what your client looks like, you'll know how to talk to them, you'll know where they are, and therefore you'll know where to market and advertise to them. Most people will say radio advertisement doesn't work, TV advertising doesn't work, magazine advertising doesn't work, social media marketing doesn't work. They'll say that because they never took the time to sit down and say, I know what my ideal client looks like, so therefore the conversation or the marketing message that I'm going to construct will speak directly to my audience. So therefore, it's almost like a laser focused missile. When you launch your marketing message, it's like a missile. It goes straight to the target. That's what you want to think about. My conversation is going directly to my target audience. And when I get to my target audience, I am speaking their language. I'm saying the things that they want to hear. I'm saying what they need. Therefore, the only thing that they can do is contact me for business or for service and for my products. That's the key and the value in having a very clear understanding of what your target audience looks like. You want to know your dominant gender, your dominant race, your dominant age. You want to know where they live. You want to know their socioeconomic status. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to know that? That's why you get a marketing company or a PR company such as Visionary People to do these things for you, because that's what we specialize in. That's what we do. We find your people for you. That's just it. Okay. All right, guys. So I hope I've given you some good information to work with this morning here. Definitely listen to it over and over again. You can hear us and just keep listening and take notes and keep going. Of course, you can reach out to us at visionarypeoplearise.com. But like I said, log on to the website, go to the coaching programs and solutions, and over to the right lower column, there's some free downloadable forms. Take advantage of it and have fun. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. I'll catch you real soon.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?